Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
there's going to be more flying cars.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. You are our God, and we celebrate and exalt you in the name of Jesus. Father, blessed Lamb of God, and eternal and almighty Holy Spirit, we come before you in the name of Jesus, exalting and glorifying thy name. Bless us on this evening, God, as we come before your throne to meditate, to think on you, to intercede for our brothers and our sisters, O God, to even lift up, Lord God, our country, our cities, our nation, Lord God. Lift up the world in prayer. We bless you and we thank you, O God, that you will hear what we say. And you will hear the very cry of our hearts. We honor and bless you, O Heavenly Father. Yoke us one with another, God, in the bond of peace. Yoke us one with another, Lord God, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bind us up, Lord God, even with your very kingdom work, that we might fulfill our purposes in the earth realm. We thank you, Lord God, for the corporate anointing upon the house of faith, household of faith, O God. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for seeing us to this day and through this day, to, Lord God, this brand new week and through, Lord God, this week. Thank you, O God. Thank you that you have something for us on this evening that will strengthen us, that will edify us, that will bless us, and we praise you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have tuned into Tehila Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, your servant leader for worship, for meditating on his word. And I am so pleased, not just that I'm here, but I am so pleased to have you here with me on this evening. This shout out goes to each and every one of you, each and every one of you, whether you need to be recognized or you don't need to be recognized. I pray that you feel the love on this evening. Tonight, as always, we will set some space for you to spend some time in the presence of God. I want to encourage you. I want to invite you. I want to execute and activate some things in you that you might begin to go before the throne of grace, that you might begin to open up the word of the Lord and meditate therein, that you might seek to hear from him, speak to him, and engage him in the spirit realm. And if you don't have anything to do, pray for me. Pray for us out here in Seattle, in Tacoma, in the Pacific Northwest. Pray for Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center. Pray for me. Pray for my family. Keep us lifted up in prayer. And when you're done praying for me, pray for somebody that you know, somebody that you love. If in this next few moments, as we take this time to just meditate on the word of God, if you don't have anything to read on, to just sit and hear from the Holy Spirit on, I encourage you to turn to, Luke. That's what I ministered from on this afternoon. Luke, I think it was the 13th chapter, the 6th verse. Yeah, Luke 13, 6, the parable of the fig tree. I just want to encourage you to just kind of meditate on that. If you don't have anything else, but if you do have something, amen, I invite you to find your favorite passage of scripture, posture yourself in a comfortable chair, in a comfortable place in your home, or if you are in your car, or if you're at work, wherever you may be, just settle yourself down even now to hear what thus saith the Lord to you. This is Tehila Worship. Let us go before the Lord and prepare our hearts to spend time in his presence. God bless and praise the Lord.
praise you. Yeah, yeah. And Father, we are so sincere to show you how much we love you. Yeah, yeah. My God, all the worshipers in the house, lift your hands and repeat after me. What a mighty God we serve.
God. He is a mighty God.
I'm just an ordinary servant, willing to be used for whatever you have for me to do. Just an ordinary servant, maybe least qualified, but I offer you a sacrificial life. For I be a shepherd boy and turn him into a king. I believe that your ordinary servant has an extraordinary purpose. Lord, you, for whatever you trust in you, Lord. We depend.